is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Collins leads it here coming out of the half. Both teams back out on the field just a few seconds from getting the second half underway. See if Collins can play a little add-on here to start the half and see what see how it goes from there. Teams making their way back to the sideline. But you know, it seemed like early on that Coach Luke is trying to make a conscious effort to get the ball to Nation. I mean, it seemed like there early on. It seemed like later in the half we went more empty backfield. Yes. He'll try to get the ball
the field out.
Spread it out, try to get to Nation in the flat there a couple times. But I think that was maybe the main emphasis, to try to get him the ball somehow, some way.
I'd still say we were short, but if Maggard makes the right cut on that screen, that's a touchdown.
Oh, yes.
Because he had blockers out there. He kind of went to the left, and blockers were in the middle of the field.
Franklin County making their kickoff team making their way back on the field. It'll be number 87, David McGyver, kicking it off. Collins' return team also making their way out. The Roseberry in the middle field, flanked by Jaden Wilson to his left, Dalton Maggard to his right. Up men, Sam Harrod, Nick Eads, and Cam Harrison. On the front line, Jacob Phillips, Seth Staples, Dane Kidwell, Mariko Lopez, and I can't see the far side. Ball is kicked high and deep, taken by Roseberry at his own 18-yard line. Nation on the dead run with it, and fumbles the ball, and picked up by Cam Harris at the 35-yard line. Nation had so much speed going, it kind of outrun his blockers.
Well, I couldn't see that far.
And then Cam Harris there to jump on the fumble.
The right place at the right time.
So, fumble recovered at the 36. Collins will have it first and 10. Same offensive line we saw through the first half. Hoban at center. Wade and Lopez at guard. Staples and Jacobs at tackle. This Collins will come out pistol formation. Lucas with Roseberry directly behind him. He'll turn. He's going to pitch to Roseberry coming off to his right. Good block by Konikas on the right end. Will spring Roseberry up past the 40 up to the 43-yard line.
8 yards of pop right there.
And Nico's not the biggest guy in the world, but a good job to seal his man to give Roseberry the edge.
A little different look that time. First play of the game, we went sweet, but kind of an inside handoff. This time we pitched it wide.
They'll go back to a four receiver set. This time Roseberry to the right. I thought that should have been offside. It looked like he jumped in the neutral zone, which is an automatic foul in high school football. No flag, no reset. Turns, he'll hand to Nation again. Nation guys the first down past midfield and will be down at the 47-yard line. So much like we saw the first half, establishing the run with Roseberry early. In the first half, we saw a couple of runs, and then we saw him hit Maggard deep down the sideline, a little play action. He's trying to set something up, and really not a lot of safety help here.
No.
Safety's playing 12 yards from the ball here.
Creeping closer and closer.
If he wants to throw the ball to Peyton Hawk on the left side, he's got one-on-one coverage. Now, maybe getting a little bit of help from one safety, a quarterback run. JR spinning and hit the line of scrimmage. Nothing there. Tackle was by Zach Janka.
Dang broke, don't fix.
No gain. Second and 10, ball in now. Stays at the 47-yard line. This time Roseberry will shift from the right side to the left side of the formation. In the backfield here with Lucas, two receivers split each side of the field. Takes a handoff, looking for Maggard. Got him deep down the right sideline. Touchdown, Titans! We've seen it and called it just a minute ago. And really, Dalton had to kind of slow up for that one.
Looks like he don't put a lot of air under it. He throws a good ball. Just doesn't put a lot of air under it.
So 47-yard touchdown pass, much pretty similar to how the game opened. Couple of running plays, couple of 10-yard gains, and then play action pass down the sideline, and Maggard ran just flat by the right defensive back.
We said they were creeping closer and closer.
So Collins will go for two again. They're 0 for 2 on two-point conversions here tonight. Lucas takes a snap, quick pass out, trying to hit Hawk, and incomplete on a little wide receiver screen. So Collins will go 0 for on PAT so far tonight, but they do extend the lead here, 24-7. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Perry'sAutoSales.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
24-7. Collins leads it here, just underway in the third quarter of play. 47-yard touchdown pass from Lucas to Maggard gets us underway, but two-point conversion, no good. Collins has scored four touchdowns, has converted no extra points. Eads will squib it down, taken at the 25-yard line by Franklin County. A good return. He's up past the 45 to the 47 or 48-yard line.
Well, the offense answered the bell. Scored on the opening possession. Defense holds their own there.
That return by was one of the up men, Christian Going. Franklin County has had great field position a lot of the game. Good returns.
We squeezed it.
We tried everything. Kicked it deep, high, didn't matter.
We'll go onside next time.
Getting that close, it would not shock. Landrum calls for motion. He'll turn, fake it. Oh. Giving the backfield to Van. Hit back. I think it was Hinkle. Gets away from him and will get past midfield, and Vance is down. He was hit low on the play. Be good for about a 6-yard gain, but Vance still down on the field.
Who hit him?
I thought it was Fitzgerald coming up from his defensive back spot.
But laid the wood.
Vance now back to his feet. He is hobbling off. Vance, very good first half. 10 carries for 68 yards there in the first half. Another 6 yards there on his first carry of the second half.
And I'm not sure what team we watch do the same thing, but you go from a 4 or 5 yard loss to a 7 yard gain.
Absolutely.
Just reminds me of another team I see play.
See Gage Arvin line at this time, and knows he's been playing the defensive end most of the first half. Takes a snap and will hand in the backfield.
Good
he's hit at the line of scrimmage by Sam Harrod. It'll be a short loss on the play.
Is that Dane and Sam?
Sam hit him first. Kidwell there. They'll finish things up. They'll get him no gain. Ball still at the 47, third and four. Dalton Landrum still the quarterback here for the Flyers. Four receivers set this time. He'll take a handoff. Looking to throw. Deep in the middle of the field. Phillips is there and will pick it off. Just wrestled away from the defender. Did a good job just laying back, come up, fought for the ball, and when they got to the ground, wrestled it away. So a big defensive play here from the Titan. Kind of wonder again, what, I think the phrase you said earlier is exactly right. It's not broke. So 8:33 to go here in the third quarter of play. Collins leads 24-7. And after the turnover, the second interception of the night. First one in the first half by Fitzgerald. This one by Jacob Phillips, who continues to play outstanding in his safety position.
DB has played well.
There'll be a handoff to Roseberry. Nashon right up the middle of the field, up to the 25-yard line.
Late flag there. I'm not sure what that was.
Might have been a face mask. Like he really was drugged down to the ground. See for the official's call.
Line judge called, didn't he?
And it is a face mask. Just a 5-yard penalty.
This is where you put your foot on the throat.
Not sure how that's a... You tackle somebody with a face mask. I'm not sure that could be incidental. But it is just a 5-yard penalty, but enough for a first down. Ball is marked at the 30-yard line.
Only first and 10. Bangers on the face,
man. Only pulled him down with one hand. Lucas rolls to his right looking to throw. Looking. Nothing there. Now he's going to look to run with it around the left end. Hesitation step. He's up to the 40 and will run out of bounds up at about the 43-yard line, he looks. And that's one of those, a linebacker had a beat on him, but JR's faster. I think a lot of guys maybe are shocked on the field that he's maybe a little faster.
Looks like
maybe you want to give him credit for it.
We ran everybody to the right side, left side of the field wide open. Like I said, then it's a foot race.
Another thing, smart play. JR, when he escaped the pocket, just a little enough hesitation to get the defender to hesitate and hit the afterburners to get to the outside. First and 10 Titans after that 13-yard run from the 43-yard line. Lucas, quick pass out. Screen pass to Maggard. Dalton cuts it up inside and will get up close to midfield. That'll be good for a 6-yard gain on first down.
Didn't block well, but a better job of following your block. Let a guy get through, but good job.
7:45 to go here in the third quarter of play. Collins leads 24-7. They have the ball here, second and 4 from the 49-yard line. 4 receiver set this time for the Titans. Going to be a quarterback run on a little read option. JR with the first down to the 45-yard line. Really thought that should have been a penalty on Dalton Maggard.
Yeah.
Not set here on the near side closest to us when the snap took place, but no call from the near official.
So far, we run the ball. Went out for a pass, but we never threw it.
Right. And you see the defense slowly creeping back to the line of scrimmage here. Everybody within 10 yards here.
He's on the
JR
side.
Looking to throw. Fakes it. Now being pressured, steps up in the pocket, going to run with it around right in. It will be thrown out of bounds and a flag on the play.
Two
flags on the play. He's run out of bounds at about the 42-yard line.
Late hit out of bounds?
Must be.
No, holding.
Holding, okay. Well, maybe there's another flag on the out.
I saw two.
Yeah, it's got to be, I thought, you, like you said, either a late hit or a face mask or something. If so, that would be offsetting penalties.
That one flag's on the sideline.
Yeah. Officials are gathered together, so we'll see what the officials call once they break the huddle. So we got holding on Collin, and we have a personal foul on Franklin County. So that's a dead ball foul, so both penalties will be marked out. So it should net Collins a small gain when all is said and done.
Referee back and forth.
So it's like the flag for holding was 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So after they mark off the penalty from the spot of the foul, and then fast forward to 15, just like you got net 3.
Why wouldn't you just subtract it instead of running backwards and going back forward?
So it's going to be 1st and 7. Something you don't hear a lot of right there. 1st and 7 from the 41-yard line.
We're going to get Peyton Hawk open here one time.
Peyton is wide to the left sideline. Lucas takes the snap. Draw play to Roseberry. Nashawn trying to bounce to the outside, and he will not make it back to the line of scrimmage. He knocked out of bounds, I think, back closer to the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be a loss of, it looks like, maybe 4 yards. They're going to mark him back all the way back to the 42-yard line.
Wow.
So a loss of 4 will bring up 2nd and 11. Collins will shift back to a 5-receiver set.
Maggard on this side now.
We'll see if they try to go to Dalton over the top here again. Get to Lucas. JR now going to step up. Looking to throw. We'll toss it over. Oh. Try to hit Roseberry and just a little too much on that one.
Wide open in the flat.
And I think they kind of see the same thing. JR that time is just taking off run with it. He took a few hard steps and then looking to throw the ball over the top of the linebacker. So 3rd and 11 now at the 42-yard line.
Safe to say this is going to be 4-down territory.
Oh, absolutely. I think they could take a 10-yard loss and probably still go for it. 5-receiver set. JR takes the snap, dropping straight back, rush 3 again.
There he is.
Going to look. Deep in the middle, looking for Maggard. That's overthrown. Good coverage on the play that time by Van. This will bring up 4th and 11. Dalton maybe had just a step, but we're taking a perfect throw, really, to get it in there. 6:17 to go here in the third quarter of play. Collins leads 24-7. Both teams trying to get their first win in district play here tonight. Collins facing a 4th and 11. 5-receiver set. JR takes the snap. They rush 4 this time. Pass to Maggard, complete down at the 31-yard line. It'll depend on the spot.
I think he's got it.
He passed.
Don't move it backwards.
Officials are trying to figure where to put the ball. They're going to give it to far official, and it's going to be right at the mark by the looks of things. I think he may have it. They're going to bring the chains across for the measurement. All right, so they're making. Let's see. Ball he has got down right at the 31-yard line, which was the 49. Yard to gain. Let's see what happens when they stretch it out. And going to be just short. Looks like inches short, and it will be a turnover on down. Now they're going to remeasure. Let's see.
What's he holding the chain for? Call so they can
Oh, Mitch.
Spot it.
All right, so a turnover on down. Well, Kylan, just a couple of inches short, it appeared.
Well, that's big. He really had a chance to put it away. I would say go up seven more, but it's more likely three to seven.
Yeah, more like six, right?
Yeah.
Law of averages take over eventually on two-point conversions, don't they?
Got to.
6:08 to go in the third quarter play, 24-7. Turnover on downs here for Collins. We'll give Franklin County the ball. First and 10 from their own 31-yard line. Franklin County going to a four-receiver set themselves. Vance, the lone back in the backfield here with Landon. He'll turn. He'll hand to Vance. And Vance
good
is tackled
job.
Right at the line of scrimmage by Dustin Hinkle.
Good job.
Also, I think Sam Harry there on that tackle. Gain of one.
Yeah, I don't have my phone. I'm sure that Mike Baker is giving me all good compliments.
Not seen anything out of Baker.
Well, good, good.
Maybe I spoke too soon. I don't know. Second and 9, Landrum. Gets the snap being pressured by Hinkle. Looks like he was tackled
golly,
in the backfield. Eads will knock him out of bounds at the 40-yard line, but Dustin Hinkle was tackled by the right guard. Probably been the best tackle of the night. He's going to be a yard short of the first down. Ball marked just outside the 40.
He didn't trip and fall on his back.
No, he did not. Third and short. Landrum takes a snap. Going to fake it, run it himself, and he'll have the first down tackle by Jacob Phillips.
Woo.
Cut right inside Jaden Wilson. Phillips there to clean things up, but good for close to a 10-yard gain up to midfield. Landrum back in the shotgun. Turns. Will hand in the backfield. Vance got a little room to run. Phillips there to tackle him again, but when you hear your safety's name called a lot, that means he's broke through the first line of defense, and that's another close to 15-yard gain down to the 36-yard line. Franklin County picking up the pace here, trying to move quickly offensively. Collins bringing extra pressure. He is slung down, no call in the backfield. Landry will break containment down the right sideline and will be tackled at the 10, but I'm not sure what it takes to get a holding call. Eads was grabbed, had a free run, and was just grabbed and turned around on the blitz. That's just brutal. They'll mark him down, looks like at the, just outside the, no, right at the 10-yard line. Gonna be first and goal. Ball at the 10. Landrum in the shotgun. Turns. Hands to Vance, missed at the line of scrimmage, and we'll have a 5-yard gain. Once again, we've had a couple of chances of guys in the back. I think that was Seth that time. Darius Williams will check in. First or second and goal from the 5. Hands to Vance again. He cuts it back inside and will go into the end zone for the touchdown.
That time looked like he blitzed right up the middle. If you don't get him, nobody there to get him. Walk right in.
Well, Franklin County will go out for the extra point attempt. 3:59 to go here in the third quarter. 24-13 pending the extra point here. MacGyver back on for the extra point attempt. And a lot of pressure on the outside, but he gets it off and good. 3:59 to go here in the third. Collins leads 24-14. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
This is Power 93.3, WXLN, a ministry of Bullock Broadcasting Company. Thanks for listening. Celebrating our 10th anniversary. Thanks for listening and supporting your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLNLP Shelbyville Simpsonville.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
MacGyver set to kick it off here for the Flyers. Back deep, Roseberry flanked by Wilson and Maggard. This ball will be taken by Maggard at his own 10-yard line. Dalton trying to make his way up the right sideline and will be tackled at about the 30-yard line. Good coverage that time by the Flyers. Collins first and 10. See what formation they decide to line up here. Come out their first possession in the second half. Ran the ball effectively out of the shotgun. They'll have the Roseberry in the shotgun here along with Lucas. He'll turn. He'll fake it, a little read option, and not much there for JR. He'll struggle forward to maybe the 32.
I like it better when Nashawn's behind in that pistol. Kind of see holes. Instead of running perpendicular to the line, you're running toward it.
Almost said, too, when you line him up, you kind of know if Nashawn's going to run the ball, where he's going.
Where he's going.
This time they'll shift out to a five-receiver set. Roseberry will shift out to the left slot. JR takes a snap, quick throw out, and knocked down. Trying to hit Hall.
Well, that's the case, I think. We knew where we were going to go with the ball before it was snapped.
Franklin County now with all the momentum. 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. Blake Collins facing a 3rd and 9 from the 32-yard line. This time, Klonike is back in the shotgun here with Lucas. Jar rolling, looking to throw, and Ed Roseberry really up at midfield, more open, try to hit Maggard down at the 40, and ball was short and incomplete, and Collins going to have to punt it away.
I said, Donk, I'm old, maybe switch him.
So 4th and 9, Andrew Lee, who we saw punt early in the season, is back out to punt it away here. Be his first attempt tonight. Back deep for the Flyers. Trey Simmons standing at his own 46-yard line. Back to Lee. Good snap. Left-footed. Good spiral and kick away. We'll actually kick it over his head and take a Collins bounce. And we'll come to rest inside the 20 down to the 18-yard line. Good punt.
Good kick.
Outstanding punt.
Flop the field.
By Andrew Lee. Good spiraling punt over the head of Trey Simmons. What, 50-plus yards change in field position?
We're sitting here looking at stats. Looks like Landrum's home for 57 yards. He's not done much against you in the air. You know, man, start stacking that box a little bit. A little more one-on-one coverage.
Kind of we saw last week, the inside runs are continuing to give Collins trouble. Landrum turns and will hand this time to Vans in the backfield, but Nick Eats there this time to shoot the gap and get him behind the line of scrimmage for a short loss.
Looks like we're sending somebody each time.
So 2-yard loss back to the 17, maybe the 16-yard line. 2nd and 12. Landrum stays in the shotgun. Vance to his right. Fakes. No, gives it to Vance this time. Going around left end. Being chased and will be chased out of bounds, but not before he gets pretty good yardage up to about the 20-yard line.
Big down here.
Big momentum down right here. 3rd and 7. Ball at the 20-yard line. So a little personnel change for Franklin County. 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. 24-14. Collins leads it. Franklin County with a big third down play here. 3rd and 7 from their own 20. Landrum takes a snap, looking to throw, being pressured right up the middle by Hinkle. Gets away from that, and he is going to be right at the stick. Razor and Eads there to take him down. And he's right at the first down marker. Ends on the spot here. And they'll mark. They'll say first down. Not even going to measure it.
Not even going to measure
it. So once again, Landrum not beating him with his arm.
No.
So after a big first down tackle by Nick Eats to get him behind the chains, two consecutive running plays ends up in a first down. Franklin County on the move. They trail 24-14, but have all the momentum. Landrum now looks to the sideline, see if they want to change the play. He'll move Vance from his left to his right. Going to roll to his right, look to throw. Quick out pass is short, trying to hit Lofton. They're going to call that complete. I thought I bought the ground.
Wow.
They'll say it is complete up the 32-yard line. That ball looks like it was a yard short to me.
And I wonder if this dude on this sideline umpire softball Scott can.
I think he does. He's 2 picks, 2nd and 6. Hand off to Vance, cuts right inside the defensive back, and he's got past midfield, out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Finally pushed out by Nick E. But right now, just running right inside the defensive end.
He's going really, upfield.
Really upfield, and he's just running right inside of
it. I mean, there's a gaping hole there.
Really nothing complicated. They're just waiting for the defensive end to rush upfield. They just cutting right inside of him. First and 10 Flyers from the Collins 45.
Nope.
And the defense, or the offensive lineman, the left guard, moved early. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. We'll see if the penalty will help get Franklin County behind the chains. But Collins is looking for all kinds of answers. It's for 2 weeks in a row, just cannot stop the run.
Thank you.
First and 15, ball backed up to midfield. Nashawn Roseberry check in, playing outside linebacker here. The Highlands also, Jacob Phillips within 6 yards of the line of scrimmage here. Bringing all kinds of pressure. Here they come right up the middle. Got a man open in the middle of the field. Good play by Peyton Hawk to knock it away, and here comes a late flag.
That's terrible.
Thought Hawk did a good job to make a play on the ball to knock it away, but they're going to say on his back, that'll be pass interference.
Wow.
Not sure how you can play defensive back any better than that.
Whew. He arrived right there when the ball did. It'd be different if he tackled him. He rocked and knocked the ball away.
It's not even like we came from behind him either. Mm-hmm. He's just right on the inside of him. I'm telling you right now, I can tell we did not get the A crew tonight.
No.
This guy's marking the ball. I'm not sure he knows where he's going.
I've seen him get pitching lessons at Collins freshman games to the opposite coach.
I remember that as well. So 15-yard penalty gives Franklin County a first down at the 35-yard line of Collins here. Landrum in the shotgun. Quick throw out to Simmons, and he is hit by Nashawn Roseberry right at the line of scrimmage. I think he actually... Hey, he will get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. Good job by Nashawn. I think it's one of those. Nashawn, probably a good defensive player. Can't afford to play too much out there. He's now moved Dane Kidwell to the nose. Arvin playing defensive end now. Get it to Vance, and he is down inside the 30. Phillips with the tackle. Once again, just able to find a little crease. Allen's bringing extra players. Looks like they had most gaps full or filled. That's a 6-yard gain.
You know, they're running between the right offensive tackle and end.
So Vance directly behind Landrum. In the backfield, turns, fakes it, going to look to throw, long pass, well short, incomplete, going to bring up 4th and 4. I'm not sure what you're trying to do there. He was open, but that's a long throw from the right hash to the left hash.
You've been gashing.
So 4th and 4, another big 4th down play here for both teams. Vance in the backfield. I'll be surprised if he doesn't get it.
Bringing the house.
Collins showing. Landrum calling the signals. Going to run option right, and he is hit and going to depend on the spot again, but I think he's going to be just short. I think he had to get to the 25, and he is marked just short of the 25.
That's a big hole by the deep.
And first down, Collins, so a turnover on down. So both teams, we've seen multiple turnover on down tonight, probably at least two from each side. So ball is at the 26-yard line. Collins first and 10, 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Collins leads 24-14. Lucas in the shotgun. Three receivers to his right. He'll hand to Roseberry instead. Nashawn trying to get to the outside. He's upended behind the line of scrimmage. I think it's Trey Simmons who comes up from his safety spot to get him a couple of yards behind the line of scrimmage, and that'll be the end of the quarter. But right now, Franklin County trails, but Franklin County does have all the momentum. Collins lead 24-14. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.